exercise change?
One example is antioxidants, where the phrase that's been used is antioxidants help prevent cancer. Okay. Now, it's nowhere near as simple as that. What they're discovering currently is that specific components in plants help prevent specific cancers at a specific stage of development of that cancer. So trials attempted on just one compound often failed because the pathway is being got round. So what you really need to do is eat broadly and have a whole range of these so your body can look after itself.
So antioxidants aren't a cure-all?
No, antioxidants are great, but you need a range of them.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. So it's this sort of thing that we're trying to encourage. And likewise with physical activity, which goes hand in hand. One of the things that gets said about physical activity is that, I read recently, is if you think of the benefits you'd get from being physically active for half an hour a day, most days, if you think of the health benefits you'd get from those, and you said, I had a pill here which could deliver those, everyone in the world would want it. It would sell like hotcakes. It would just be fantastic. You know, it lowers your risk of heart disease, of cancer, of osteoporosis, and practically everything else that's going.
And you don't
increases your sense of well-being, gives you a buzz, gives you a high. So all of these things. And you can get that, and you can get it without buying the pill or being sold the solution. So it's really, you sort of end up thinking, actually, we're not talking selling a solution here in the form of a pill or a product or ever, or whatever. We're selling a solution, or we're helping people generate the solution from the self by what they do.
And it sounds like it's a sustainable solution too.
Very much.
So once they acquire that knowledge, they can then develop that themselves and continue to use it.
Absolutely, and that's what we see. And one of the things that surprises me is how powerfully it impacts on people and how quickly it impacts on people. I was talking with a member who lost 30 kilos in weight over a period of time. And that's she did that by following our recommendations quite closely. So she went on a broad plant-based diet with some of these other things in just very healthy amounts. And for a large person, we recommend quite a lot of food. They don't go hungry. And I asked her, how quickly did she feel the benefits? And I was expecting an answer like 2 weeks or a month or something like that. And she said within 2 days, she just felt clean. She just felt clean and she felt so much better. It can happen quite fast, and it's the feelings that can sort of come well before weight loss or any of those sort of things.
And I guess that encourages you to continue as well.
Yeah, and likewise, you know, if someone gets off the couch and gets moving, they start to feel pretty good within a week or so.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, this fitness is quite fun, and then they do a bit more of it. And then next thing we know, we hear, well, I've entered in the Round the Taupo bike race, or I'm going in the half marathon on something. You go, whoa.
Fantastic.
You know, so step by step, that happens.
So those incremental changes over time are hugely beneficial rather than
hugely beneficial.
Going hard out all in one go.